I heard once, Bob, that while sitting on the pot, you can write 5 songs. Is that true?
And 3 of them are good.
Yeah. I mean, where are they coming from?
I'm guided by voices. Hey. I don't know. I'm a channel.
Well, for the most part, I just write. I'll sit down and write maybe 12 or 13, maybe 12 or 13 songs that have no structure and just like with nonsense lyrics and syllables, and then take my favorite parts and elaborate on them later, and then maybe come up with maybe 4 or 5 songs that are kind of complete. And then sometimes I start with lyrics, sometimes lyrics come later, but then once I've maybe have 4 or 5 songs together, we'll take them and not take them to the band to rehearse, but take them to the studio and learn them in the studio while we do it.
But you know, sometimes I after a while, after I've had a chance, like, you know, or maybe I go back through a tape and I hear a song that I judged as not being good enough for a record, or for Guided by Voices of Robert Powell, sometimes I'll change my mind. I'll go like, well, that's pretty cool, or at least a part of it might be cool, and I'll take that section and maybe do something else with it.
For me to make a straightforward song and just to try to make it real tight and perfect is just too much. In fact, we did that, and I took some things back and redid the vocals on a 4-track.
Really?
Just to mess it up a little bit, yeah. Or I buried vocals a little bit to frustrate people. I like to frustrate people.
But that's the thing. If I get up and, you know, make a pot of coffee and sit there and it's a nice sunny day and I feel so inspired to write a page of great titles. See, I come up with titles first. And if I write a whole page of great titles, I have to give them personality and write songs for them. So I just can't stop. But what we'll have to do is just like stockpile.
Every few minutes he's pulling out a piece of paper, write something down that he thought of or heard, you know, something that stuck in his mind, a song title or a lyric or something. He doesn't stop writing.
It's just what he does, essentially. I mean, I couldn't tell you what he's like when he's just alone with his wife and his kids, but when he's out with his buddies, you know, all he's doing is thinking up song titles.
I give titles to everything. When people are talking, I'm listening for titles, what they're saying. I'm looking at scenes, you know. I'm looking for a title for that.
You know, sometimes I feel like writing songs. I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel like making collages. Sometimes I feel like whatever I feel like doing, then I really go at it. You know, if I say, man, I feel really inspired this morning to write some songs, and I'll go in there and I'll write as many as I can. And like for the last time I did that, I wrote just about all the songs that are going to be on our next album.
Oh.
So sometimes it really pays off. You know, if you just like can capture the moment of inspiration and then do it.